You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, a bit of a change of direction for some listeners from our usual chats around foreign affairs and local politics. So actually take a step back into some of those, I don't know, principles, understandings, philosophies, which underpin a lot of our Western civilization and understanding. So I'm joined by Thomas Monez Carzon, who is part of the St. Thomas More Trust for Liberal Arts. So, Thomas, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Simon. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
So, a lot of people now will be going, the who and the hey and the what. So, yeah. What is the St. Thomas More Trust for Liberal Arts? What are the liberal arts? So, maybe we should start there. What are the liberal arts?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously in the modern day, the word liberal doesn't have the best connotations, or even if you're, I guess, part of that team, people just think of it as something purely political. But it actually goes all the way back to ancient Greece, where the liberal arts, we know liberal is kind of freedom. They were the arts of freedom. So what the Greeks said was that for someone to truly be able to be a part of democracy and be a democratic man, you know, a man who's able to make decisions, you know, for the good of the people and for the good of the society, he must have had all of this education. So he's truly free from all of these other influences, from his vices, from all of that, in order to make those decisions. So the liberal arts, we would say, concern those topics like philosophy, theology, history, literature, that can help us think more broadly and more freely to then be able to come back into the world and actually make those right and best decisions.
It's been actually, as you say, right from Grecian days through to quite recently, actually, what people might think of as the classical education.
Mm, that's right.
And as you say, it's touching on those topics which are meant to round out our values. So why then does a trust need to be focused in on this? I mean, that sounds very accusative, which it's not meant to.
Right, right.
Is this a response to where modern education's going at the moment?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it is. And look, I'm not like an actual historian or anything, but I think over the past, you know, decades or centuries, it's something that's really fallen out of the center of education. Like, I remember doing a history reading once, and it was talking about how, you know, when someone goes to university, that they're meant to be fully funded. And it's almost as if they go to a monastery, like they're entering this period of their life where they're purely dedicating themselves to this intellectual development and whatnot. But it's like, as we've gone into the modern world, we've just kind of made education this really utilitarian thing where I just need to learn the basic knowledge or the basic skills to get this career. And it's almost like that the idea of this holistic person or character, it just doesn't really exist anymore. So I wouldn't even say like liberal arts is this brand new thing, but it is really about introducing that that greater approach to education and say, well, yes, all of these skills and specialized knowledge is very important, but we also need the person to be well-formed. We need them to be able to think external to those things, you know, which they're really diving into.
Which, look, to me makes a lot of sense. I'm, you know, well known for being speaking out in public about needing to have more rational debate rather than, say, emotional debate. And, you know, I, for one, Thomas, I'm someone who does believe in truth. You know, exactly what it is can be confronting, and the philosopher in me can't always answer that. But we know that there is an objective truth that we can move towards. And, you know, that's what a lot of the liberal arts bases itself from. It doesn't matter if it's mathematics or philosophy, that there's actually something. And so I suppose one of the elements with this, is it a college? Actually, tell us what the trust does.
So So the trust is a group of men. It was actually ran at its initiative. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Bishop John Adams of Palmerston North, but he was actually a parish.
I am. I was in seminary with him.
So
and for some listeners who go, what the? Oh, yeah, I trained as a priest many, many years ago, and John and I did some studies together, but yes, he's now a bishop and now I'm a radio host.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for those who are familiar with the Mass, I used to serve Mass for him just when he was a priest down in the South Island. But basically, I guess a group of us saw that need for this approach to education. Right now I'm in Australia studying at a liberal arts college, Campion College. But the trust basically Because New Zealand's obviously pretty sparse in terms of higher education. You know, we've got sort of our classic universities, but we don't have anything like these great sort of classical colleges that a place like America would have. So really, we want to try and bring some of that into New Zealand. And what we've been doing recently is running a week-long intensive program. So this is for school kids aged 11 to 18 to give them a bit of an introduction to these topics and the classroom environment, where they're able to have discussions with the teachers, between the students, introduce them to concepts of philosophy and whatnot. And I think, coming back to what you said about truth before, the beauty of liberal arts is that it doesn't actually tie you down to say Christianity or any topic, but it's a very pure seeking of the truth. And now, while that might lead some of us or some of the listeners, you know, to Christianity or to Catholicism, that's not actually necessarily a part of it. It's really, we're taking a step back just into natural virtue and reason and developing ourselves with those things.
And I think that is quite important. I mean, I come out of the Catholic tradition, and instantly when I, you know, you made contact with my producer and I saw the name, I went, oh, this is clearly influenced within the Catholic tradition. But I suppose, as what I know of the liberal arts and St. Thomas More, by the way, to listeners, St. Thomas More died many, many hundreds of years ago. But long and short, it's that natural law, which is basically that, you know, humans can look and observe the world around them and actually come to conclusions, again, whether they're philosophical, theological, mathematical. And so you're saying you're running these programs. So it's a chance for younger people to basically learn some of these traditional, if you will, philosophies and ideas. Yeah. And you said running courses.
Yeah, I think in the future, you know, so this only started last year, but sort of part of our strategic plan would be to begin to offer things like tertiary education level courses or units. So Campion College, for example, which has been running for about 20 years, they provide a whole bachelor's degree in what we've been talking about in the liberal arts. And, you know, we've had their dean of studies come out to New Zealand and give a public lecture, things like that. So I think if we could start to dip our toes into offering this, not just to school kids, but also adults and people who are wanting to sort of study this a bit more formally, but really open up the conversation as well. You know, I'm really grateful for this opportunity to tell people more about it, but this isn't even just about students or you know, universities, but in some ways it's kind of a universal call to all men and women on, like, are you questioning what you think? Are you questioning what you believe? And, like, what are you doing to further yourself intellectually? So I think, yeah, what the Trust is kind of trying to do is break into the education space and make these kinds of things, these kinds of courses, these kinds of ideas more accessible.
And suppose the last real question then is, why does it matter? And I don't mean that accusatively either, but and obviously there's the benefit to self. You know, I'm a person, a great believer in education, studied for many years, and there is something quite enriching. But beyond that, what is the value of people learning these liberal arts for our, you know, Western or New Zealand, Australian countries?
Yeah, well, I think it just comes back to educating the self. Like, obviously, I guess knowing how to think and thinking the right things is very beneficial personally. But when we think of the good of the state, like, I always loved the Greeks, that they were really animated by the sense of civic duty. And it's like, if you want to be the best person you can, not even just for the state, but for your family, your wider community, your parish, you should be striving to improve yourself in every area. And if that means, you know, learning how to think differently, learning the history of your area, of your politics, of your government, like, all of those things are just going to form you better as a person to make those right decisions that actually affect others, not even yourself. So ultimately, I think in order to just be the best person you can, to be a democratic citizen and really serve others, I think it is imperative. I would use that word to be forming yourself in these subjects and in these topics.
Well, says me, having done a number of the liberal arts over the years, it does form you. And I'd probably stress to listeners in particular, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Thomas, but it equips you with tools of how to think. And I suppose that's one of the biggest contrasts I would suggest, and one of the reasons I've got you on, is that modern education, particularly in our universities, teaches you what to think.
Yeah.
And listeners will know, with other guests I've had on who have been critiquing what universities are doing, which is, again, they're quite indoctrinating, quite propaganda esque, actually, whereas the liberal arts is about a toolkit. And you can take that and then go and think and believe whatever you want, but you're equipped to be able to articulate your thoughts and arguments. And really importantly, too, if I might, it is based out of that Grecian concept that actually it's good for you, but it's also good for society. There's that service aspect. So if people want to know more about the St. Thomas More, actually, just quickly, who was St. Thomas More?
Yeah, so St. Thomas More was actually a lawyer back in the 1500s, and it was nearing the time of the Reformation, of course, and King Henry VIII wanted to basically divorce his wife and marry another woman, and I guess he had enough of a conscience that he didn't want to do it, you know, without the permission of the church and the bishop. So basically he went round and round, you know, asking for bishops to sign, it's okay for me to divorce my wife. And St. Thomas More, not like a very high ranking or prominent person, but still a very well respected lawyer and a confidant of King Henry. And he wouldn't sign the document. And he basically, he tried to do it in a way, you know, with charity, where he would never attack anything. He would never slander the king. But in his conscience, he would not sign that document to effectively repeal the law of God. And he died a martyr for that. And, you know, he serves as a real patron of lawyers, but really kind of this more archetypal fight of truth and, I guess, non-truth, or those things that start to go askew. Mm. So, yeah, that's
what he's one of those. Is he had very stood up to a king and ended up losing his life. And of all the kings to stand up to, it was Henry the Eighth that said he was. Yeah. Thomas More was just one of many, many victims of that that sovereign or that king. So if people want to know more then about the St. Thomas More Trust, if people want to know more about how they could, engender themselves more into the liberal arts, how do they find you? Have you got a website or the like?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a brand new website, which is pretty fancy. It's the stmtrust.org.nz. So stmtrust.org.nz. You know, we are looking for a bit more funding now to get these kind of secondary stages of our work underway. But what we've been doing the past 2 years, we've had incredible response from the participants. The kids love it. So we're really passionate about moving forwards. And whether it's slow or fast, you know, we're still going to keep cracking on.
Well, Thomas, thank you for coming on to the show and talking us through, obviously, what you're doing through the Trust, but also just highlighting a little bit of the value of the liberal arts, something that has underpinned a lot of the way our societies are structured and making sure people keep connected to that. So again, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure, Simon. All the best.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.